Good evening from BBC London News. I'm Alice Bandukravi. Harrods owner Mohammed Al-Fayed has added his weight to a campaign against the development of quarries in Surrey. Campaigners fear parts of the North Downs are under threat because of plans which could encompass greenbelt land. Here's Gareth Furby.
In parts of Surrey, some residents fear they may soon see more of this. Lorries heading to and from quarries. This driver didn't want to be filmed.
I'm not breaking any laws, and if that ever comes out, I'll tell you what I'll tell you.
Surrey is rich in sand and aggregates, and there are now plans which opponents fear could mean up to 30 million square feet of land is dug up, some of it on the greenbelt.
I would challenge anybody to be prepared to put up with 150 lorries a day thundering past their front door.
And now this campaign has a wealthy supporter. One sand pit that may yet be reopened is in Oxted, next door to the country estate of Harrods boss Mohammed Al-Fayed.
I'm going to take those people to hell, whatever, where they are. This is not acceptable. And I'm not going to let them get away with that. I'm going to take them to court to stop them. Fine? And also ask the community, they had not to go and vote for people who have no conscience, have no care about how people can live in peace.
It is actually the government that says that we have to have a minerals plan, and I'm sorry they're not here today to defend it, because there are rather unique circumstances in Surrey. And not only do they say we have to have a plan, but they set out the numbers of tons of sand and aggregate that we have to extract from within Surrey.
But campaigners, including Mohammed Al-Fayed, aren't giving up, and a court battle is now a possibility. Gareth Furby, BBC London News.
Plans to sell Abbey Road Studios in St John's Wood have been dropped by EMI. The fate of the site made famous by the Beatles has been subject to much speculation, but now the owners say they'll hold on to the venue. The Mayor's Office has defended cutting support for a black education initiative. City Hall has reduced funding for Black History Month from £80,000 to £10,000. It emerged as Michelle Obama played host in Washington to a group of Islington school pupils as part of the programme which she supports.
We're funding a range of events, not just for black communities, but in Trafalgar Square we have Chinese New Year, we fund Notting Hill Carnival. For us, I think the important thing is that we're funding events and activities that engage with all communities.
Now, it's a dangerous and highly skilled job, but soon bomb disposal experts serving in Afghanistan could be helped by a robot developed in North London. The robotic hand's been built by a team in Islington to help deal with the lethal threat of roadside bombs. Sonia Jessett reports.
It looks like something from the Terminator films, but this robot's been designed to save lives.
We thought difficult, dirty and dangerous seemed to us to be the key points where you went, oh yeah, I'd really rather have a robot do that job.
And all too often, this is how that job is done. Coalition forces in Afghanistan are dealing with more than 1,000 bombs every month. And because of the specialist training involved, there are too few experts to deal with them. The Ministry of Defence thinks the robotic hand is promising. It's spending over £500,000 on new battlefield technologies developed by private companies. And at its unveiling in Oxfordshire, it was among the designs that made a big impression.
Some of the new robotics is being pushed forward. There's a type of hand thing that's coming out which will really help with roadside bombs and IEDs, which will definitely help out in our community, which is a big threat at the moment to the guys on the ground.
They really seem to have got the idea and liked it and said this technology could make a big difference to us. So the next steps for us are to work out how to turn the hardware that we're building at the moment, which is designed for researchers in a lab, into something that can survive the really quite hostile conditions that it will be needed to operate in.
So far, the team's put 13 years of work into the robotic hand, and they say they wouldn't like to put a price on how much it's cost them to develop. But now, with the MOD's backing, they hope it won't be long before it's out of the science lab and onto the battlefield. Sonia Jessop, BBC London News.
Football now, and in the Premier League, Fulham have beaten Birmingham by 2-1, and Tottenham are leading against Wigan by 1-0 with about 15 minutes remaining. In rugby's Guinness Premiership, the London Wasps have beaten local rival Saracens by 9-0. Here's a look at the weather now with Laura Tobin.
Hello there. We'll have a scattering of showers first this evening, then overnight tonight,
More cloud and more rain on the way, meaning quite a wet one for us, particularly through the early hours of tomorrow morning as well. So a scattering of light showers at first this evening, then the cloud thickens and more persistent rain arrives from midnight. Heavy rain, widespread rain, meaning a lot of spray on the roads, but temperatures stay up at around about 4 or 5 degrees. So a cloudy, wet start to the day. It stays that throughout the way, throughout the morning, up to an inch of rain before we get to lunchtime by tomorrow. But it will ease through the afternoon. The glimmer of some brightness arrives around about 4 o'clock. Temperatures, though, on the mild side, 7 to 9 degrees. The outlook, though, stays very unsettled, cloudy with outbreaks of rain, windy at times, a touch cooler, though, highs of 5 degrees by Thursday. That's it for now. We'll be back with more at 20 past 11. Whatever you're doing, have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.